Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy.
Local organizers are gathering donations for TSA agents at the Eastern Iowa Airport. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports the agents are working without pay because of the partial government shutdown.
The airport announced it's organizing a public donation drive to support its TSA employees. It's accepting non-perishable food items, household essentials, and gift cards for gas and groceries. Cindy Garlock is with the organizing group Indivisible Iowa Linn County Metro. She says Indivisible is also collecting goods and delivering them to the airport on a regular basis.
It's all about community, and Cedar Rapids is known for pulling together when we need to. So this is just another time we need to do the right thing for our community members.
Garlock says people can make donations at the group's regular events. People can also drop off donations at the information desk in the airport terminal from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. every weekday. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
Six people, including two juveniles, were injured in a shooting early Sunday morning in Normal, just south of the Illinois State University campus. All victims went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and no suspect is in custody. The university's police chief is defending his decision to not issue a campus-wide alert. Chief Aaron Woodruff says there was confusion early on about where the shooting had occurred, and it took additional time to verify what had happened because it was off campus. And the university police were not leading the investigation.
The airport announced it's organized.
If this same incident happened on campus, an alert probably would have been issued, and it probably would have been issued pretty quickly.
Illinois Comptroller Susanna Mendoza criticized ISU for not issuing an alert based on the preliminary investigation. The shooting appears to be isolated. The Dubuque City Council is holding a special hearing tonight regarding its budget adoption. Council members will review and consider a proposed maximum property tax rate and dollar amount for the next fiscal year. City staff are proposing a 1% increase for property tax rates, which could raise a homeowner's annual property tax bill by 3%. The special hearing begins at 6:30 in the Dubuque City Council chambers on West 6th Street. The Iowa Poison Control Center is offering a new way to contact poison experts. Iowa Public Radio's Mara Curran reports they say it's another way for people to get help quickly in an emergency.
In addition to the center's 24/7 help number, Iowans can also use their new live chat feature. They can connect with a poison expert via the Chat Now button on their website. IPCC Education and Outreach Coordinator Jana Day says the new chat line is a way to meet people where they are.
We want to make ourselves available to everybody. And if you would rather not pick up the phone and make a call, we can be here for you in another way.
Day says most cases come from exposure to pain relievers and other medications, as well as household cleaning products. The center saw about 24,000 poisoning cases last year. More than half involved teens and children. I'm Mara Curran, IPR News.
In Illinois, local state representative Greg Johnson is pushing legislation that would prohibit employers from discriminating against potential hires based on their driver's license status. The Rock Island Democrat says the bill ensures everyone has equal access to job opportunities and that thousands of adults lack driver's licenses, which impacts their careers and their lives. House Bill 4758 would ensure employers are not able to consider an applicant's driver's license status for hiring, promoting, offering tenure, renewing contracts, or training opportunities. The bill passed out of the Labor and Commerce Committee and is now awaiting a second reading by the General Assembly, where members can debate, offer amendments, and decide whether to advance it to a final vote. Illinois' regular legislative session ends in May. Some plants are leafing out earlier than usual across the Midwest and the Great Plains this spring. Harvest Public Media's Celia Lopez-Jepson reports.
The USA National Phenology Network tracks spring each year by looking at weather that prompts the earliest leaves to appear on bushes. It focuses on lilacs and honeysuckles, which are among the first each year to leaf out. Leaves unfurled more than a week ahead of normal in January in southern Texas. After some cold snaps, the early leaf out continued into Oklahoma. Now it's happening in parts of Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota 2 weeks early, in some places more than 3 weeks early. Climate Central, a nonprofit focused on climate change, says leaf out has gotten earlier in recent decades in much of the country, which could make allergies worse. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
The University of Iowa men's basketball team beat number one seed Florida on Sunday to advance to the March Madness Sweet 16 for the first time since 1999. The upset win sets up the Hawkeyes to play Nebraska either Thursday or Friday in Houston. This is WVIK News.